Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Friday, October 22nd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 3 cents, 535 and a quarter, December wheat up 8 and a quarter cents, 749 and a half, and November beans up a penny at 1225. We did not see any exports here this morning. I think the only exports we saw all week were 130,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico. I'm not sure how they came up with such big export sales figures yesterday, but you know, it's not that untypical. Right now, the metals are strong. Silver's up 33, gold's up $24 an ounce. Crude oil has rallied from last night's low of 81.76 to currently at 83.34. So that's about a $1.70 rally off the lows out here. Bean oil rallied. 61.93 was the low. Last trade was down 21 at 62.37. But if the crude continues to rally, I think that'll firm up the bean oil, and that should firm up the beans a little bit here. But I still think we're fighting better yields. I mean, unquestionably, I cannot believe that bean yields won't be higher on the November report than they were on the October report. There's still some discussion about corn, whether it's going to be lower. You know, I'm thinking it could actually be higher. The yield results I'm seeing just don't point to that many problems out there. The places that were really bad, certainly there's some losses out there and there are some very bad areas. But a lot of the country is experiencing pretty good yields out here. Certainly APH type yields, many a lot better, some extraordinarily better. So I just don't know if we're going to see a cut on the corn numbers in November. There's still the battle brewing between high fertilizer prices, high energy prices, and are we going to lose corn acres over that? And you know, my guess is I don't think that's going to be the main thing. We see farmers now buying their imports of seed and fertilizer, and I think they're making the commitments now, and I don't see that it's going to change a whole lot. Every time we get into one of these situations where people stock up because they expect higher prices in the spring, doesn't usually pan out all that well. So I'm just not sure with the corn bean ratio at about 3.33 that we're going to see that big of a shift from corn into beans out here. I mean, if you look at these yields, if we ever get really good weather out here, you know, we're going to have 70 bushel yields and 80 bushel yields in beans. We're going to have 280 to 300 bushel yields in corn. There's just no telling how good this stuff is until we really get a year with really good weather, which we haven't seen in quite some time. But as we move on, we'll get the cattle on feed report tonight. I don't think that'll have a big impact on the grains on Monday. I would expect crop progress to show really good progress here this week. We've had some showers in South Dakota, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, but the rest of the country has been pretty dry. They're talking about some rains coming into the southern plains next week. That would certainly be a help to the wheat crop. But, you know, Minneapolis wheat was strong overnight, up about 12 cents, pushing the $10 mark. As long as Minneapolis stays strong, as long as the oats stay strong, then I think the wheat can rally out here. But I just have my questions about beans and corn. But, you know, they've done an incredible job of being resilient out here. So we'll just have to see. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.